This is Tennessee State District 46, Representative Clark Boyd's legislative update for February 20th, 2026. Greetings from the Capitol. I met with representatives of the Wilson County NAACP and the executive team from Middle Tennessee Electric. Rep. Susan Lynn and I spoke with members of the Eastern Middle Tennessee Association of Realtors and fourth graders from Lebanon's Friendship Christian School. The General Assembly shifted into high gear this week as numerous bills were discussed and voted upon. Summaries are provided below for your review. I was proud to sponsor a resolution that the House approved on Thursday morning, which celebrates the volunteer state's nuclear industry and the Tennesseans who have contributed to its success. House Joint Resolution 944 highlights Tennessee's significant role in helping the nation secure peace and energy dominance through nuclear innovation. Gov. Bill Lee and the General Assembly have prioritized continued investments in energy and the supply chain to strengthen Tennessee's nuclear industry. As for the Finance, Ways and Means Committee, next week will be a critical time for me and other members of the committee to listen to the requests of each state agency and deliberate where your tax dollars are directed in the upcoming fiscal year. All normally scheduled committees have been canceled for next week so that we can focus on this monumental task. I was happy to see so many visitors from Wilson County this week. I want to give a big thank you to all those who came by to visit this week. It was my pleasure to spend time with you during your visit to our state capital and hear what matters to you. Immigration 2026, reporting and verification bills advance. Legislation aimed at increasing transparency on illegal immigration and ensuring illegal immigrants do not receive taxpayer-funded benefits advanced out of the departments and agency subcommittee this week. House Bill 1710, sponsored by State Rep. Dennis Powers, R. Jacksboro, requires city and county governments to verify legal status of adults applying for public benefits, just like state agencies. Tennessee taxpayers deserve confidence that public benefits funded by their hard-earned dollars are going only to those who are legally eligible, Powers said. Key benefits would include TennCare, Families First, unemployment benefits, subsidized child care, and housing assistance. If an applicant is found ineligible, the bill mandates reporting to immigration authorities and allows the state to withhold state sales tax revenue from local governments that fail to comply. House Bill 1711, sponsored by State Rep. Elaine Davis, R. Knoxville, requires law enforcement agencies and local governments to submit quarterly reports to the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, detailing criminal and civil violations committed by illegal immigrants, including gang activity and detentions for entering or staying in the country illegally. This bill also requires the state to track and provide annual reports outlining the cost of public services provided to illegal immigrants, including K-12 education, public higher education, prisons, public hospitals, and social services. The proposal establishes a Class A misdemeanor for any government employee or public official who knowingly fails to comply with the reporting requirements. This legislation brings transparency, accountability, and ensures government officials do their jobs while protecting the interests of hardworking Tennesseans, Davis said. House Bill 1710 and House Bill 1711 are expected to be heard in the state and local government committee in the coming weeks. Plans to rein in insurers protect patients. On Wednesday, legislators unveiled a legislative healthcare package that aims to protect patients, ensure fair insurance billing practices, and create better health outcomes. The slate of bills addresses growing concerns about insurance barriers that impact patient access to care. The proposals would provide stronger legislative protections to ensure patients receive timely, appropriate treatment without unnecessary delays or denials of life-saving procedures. The Patients First Act, House Bill 2619, sponsored by State Rep. Dan Howell, R. Cleveland, would create the Tennessee Commission of Insurance Review to increase fairness, transparency, and accountability in health insurance claim review practices. The commission would hear complaints, conduct investigations, and enforce compliance involving health benefit plan determinations and insurer practices. It would also be authorized to adopt rules, issue subpoenas, and carry out enforcement actions to ensure insurers comply with state law and policy requirements. The proposed legislation would establish oversight of artificial intelligence by requiring that coverage determinations involving AI be reviewed and approved by a qualified healthcare professional before a patient's claim can be denied. Simply put, this bill is about putting patients first, said Howell. Tennesseans deserve transparency in their health insurance claim process. This legislation restores appropriate medical oversight and accountability by ensuring coverage decisions are medically grounded and contractually consistent. An insurance policy is a contract, and this legislation requires insurance companies to honor the policy they sold. Too often, insurers are making medical decisions instead of doctors, and the result is insurance companies practicing medicine without a license. Other key legislation includes prior authorization and billing reform. House Bill 2579 by State Rep. Sabi Kumar, R. Springfield, reduces burdensome prior authorization requirements and requires denials to be issued by a licensed physician who has reviewed the patient's medical history. It prevents mid-treatment, authorization barriers, and prohibits downcoding without full medical record review. Pharmacy Benefit Manager Reform, House Bill 1959 by State Rep. Rick Scarborough, R. Oak Ridge, addresses conflicts of interest in pharmacy benefit management by preventing PBMs from using pharmacy ownership to set prices and steer reimbursements. This bill responds to audit findings showing reimbursement disparities that have contributed to pharmacy closures and reduced rural access. Prosthetics coverage for children, House Bill 406 by State Rep. Rock Martin, R. Huntington, expands coverage for medically necessary prosthetic and orthotic devices, particularly for children with limb differences. It also prevents arbitrary caps and restrictive definitions that limit access to custom-fit devices. Biomarker coverage for patients, House Bill 484 by State Rep. Brock Martin, R. Huntington, would mandate coverage of medically necessary biomarker testing, supported by medical and scientific evidence. Step therapy elimination for cancer patients. House Bill 1956 by State Rep. Rebecca Alexander, R. Jonesboro, would end fail-first-step therapy requirements for all cancer patients. It ensures timely access to prescribed cancer medications without insurer-mandated delays. Patients' Right to Know Act, House Bill 2162 by State Rep. Iris Rutter, R. Winchester, holds insurers accountable by requiring reporting on denials, prior authorization practices, payment timelines, and audit activity. Health Insurance Fair Practices Act, House Bill 1076 by State Rep. Scott Sepicki, R. Kulioka, requires clinician oversight, disclosure of automated decision-making, same specialty review, and clear standards for payment timelines and audits. This bill ensures fairness while preserving the spirit of the managed care system. Fair Pay Act, House Bill 29 by State Rep. Scott Sepicki, R. Kulioka, requires insurers to use a fair and consistent reimbursement methodology when physician-level providers perform the same or similar covered services. It prevents payment systems from singling out one profession for unjust or non-standard services. Network Adequacy Reform, House Bill 1930 by State Rep. Kevin Vaughn, R. Collierville, requires insurance plans to meet minimum network standards and increases transparency regarding physician network deficiencies. The proposal also strengthens the regulatory complaint process with clearer timelines and enforceable penalties. Proposals expand senior housing options, support caregivers. Two bills by State Rep. William Slater, R. Gallatin, would cut government red tape and protect senior citizens and their caregivers in Tennessee. House Bill 1899 expands opportunities for seniors to remain in their communities by increasing the maximum number of residents allowed in Tier 1 homes for the age from 3 to 5. It would also increase the minimum number of residents in Tier 2 homes from 4 to 6, providing greater flexibility to meet the needs of Tennesseans. House Bill 1495 supports caregivers by increasing the number of hours limited respite care services can operate without licensure from 12 to 16 per week. It also increases the number of adults that can be served simultaneously from 15 to 20. These services provide temporary relief to primary caregivers from normal caregiving duties and responsibilities. These proposals expand access to affordable housing and care options for older Tennesseans, helping them remain in the communities they call home, said Slater. At the same time, they will cut government red tape and provide greater flexibility for small businesses to better serve elderly residents across the volunteer state. Residential homes for the aged support older adults by helping them secure permanent housing. They are licensed by the Tennessee Department of Disability and Aging and the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission based on tier. Larger Tier 2 homes are subject to additional regulations. Limited respite care services exempt from licensure are operated by or affiliated with religious organizations. They must be registered with the Tennessee Department of Human Services, not administer medications, and maintain records of adults' attendance. House Bill 1899 advanced to the full health committee this week. House Bill 1495 is scheduled to be considered in the Health Subcommittee in the coming weeks. Parental Rights Protections Advanced Through Committee. A proposal protecting Tennessee parents' rights to raise their children consistent with their biological sex advanced out of the Children and Family Affairs Subcommittee this week. House Bill 2082, sponsored by State Rep. Mary Littleton R. Dixon, ensures parents cannot be accused of abuse or neglect for declining to affirm transgender ideology. It also prevents those decisions from being used against a parent in custody battles. The intent of this bill is to make sure the child makes no serious decisions regarding their biological sex until they're 18 and can make those decisions on their own, while also protecting their parents' rights to raise them consistent with their biological sex, Littleton said. The bill protects parents who use pronouns consistent with their child's biological sex, make medical or mental health decisions based on biological sex, and decline medical or mental health services related to gender transition procedures. These actions alone cannot be used to remove a child from the home, file juvenile court petitions, or terminate parental rights. The legislation comes as Democrat-led states like California and Minnesota have advanced policies to penalize parents who don't affirm their child's transgender ideology. House Bill 2082 is expected to be heard in the Judiciary Committee in the coming weeks. Proposal ensures homeless Tennesseans get proper support. A new proposal will support homeless Tennesseans by ensuring adequate housing and support services before being relocated to a new city. House Bill 1671, sponsored by State Rep. Tim Rudd, R. Murfreesboro, would prohibit local governments from relocating homeless people to another jurisdiction without written consent from the receiving municipality. The proposal also restricts the use of public funds for relocation purposes unless the receiving jurisdiction has available housing and other necessary services. No local government should be relocating Tennesseans to unfamiliar places without transparency and coordination, said Rudd. This legislation protects the limited resources of communities across the volunteer state by ensuring proper advance notification and approval. Homeless individuals deserve compassion, and this is a critical step in getting them the housing, support, and resources they need. Jurisdictions impacted by violations of this measure could seek damages and injunctive relief against the local government that improperly relocated individuals, according to the legislation. House Bill 1671 advanced out of the Cities and Counties Subcommittee on February 18 and will be considered by the State and Local Government Committee in the coming weeks. Public safety reform reigns in third-party groups posting bail. Legislation to rein in outside groups that repeatedly post bail for criminal defendants advanced out of the Criminal Justice Subcommittee this week. House Bill 1450, sponsored by State Rep. Charlie Baum, R. Murfreesboro, establishes new limits on third-party entities that seek to post bail on someone's behalf. The motivation for this bill is to promote safety in our communities. More often than not, when individuals are bailed out by these organizations, they are less likely to reappear in court when they are supposed to and more likely to commit crimes while they are out, Baum said. Most third-party organizations would be required to receive court approval before posting bail for a defendant, according to this proposal. The bill also limits those outside groups to posting bail for no more than 3 defendants per calendar year and prohibits posting bail for the same defendant more than once in a year. Family members, employers, and licensed professional bondsmen would not be affected. House Bill 1450 is expected to be heard in the Judiciary Committee in the coming weeks. Primary election integrity efforts move through House. A proposal requiring voters to formally designate a political party affiliation when registering to vote advanced out of the Elections and Campaign Finance Subcommittee this week. House Bill 1159, sponsored by State Rep. Susan Lynn Armand Juliet, requires voter registration records to include a political affiliation or unaffiliated designation. Voters who do not select a party would be automatically recorded as unaffiliated. This bill would ensure only voters who have declared an affiliation with the party can vote in primary elections. If passed, voters could declare their party in the first primary election they participate in following this law's effective date. That affiliation would be permanently recorded. A primary is the party's election, and they want members of their party to be voting on their nominee for the general election, Lynn told committee members. This bill also allows voters to change their party designation at any time using the standard voter registration update process. General elections will remain open to all eligible registered voters, regardless of political party. The volunteer state ranks no one in election integrity and continues to break voter turnout records, with a historic 3.08 million votes cast in the November 5, 2024 presidential election. House Bill 1159 is expected to be heard in the State and Local Government Committee in the coming weeks. School nurses could receive pay boost if bill passes. Proposed legislation would require school districts to classify certain school nurses as licensed personnel, similar to teachers, in an effort to boost their pay. House Bill 1675, sponsored by State Rep. Elaine Davis, R. Knoxville, would apply to any school nurse who is directly employed by the school district, is a licensed registered nurse, and is certified by the National Board for Certification of School Nurses. It is difficult to retain a lot of those nursing positions, and we want to make sure that we keep the people that are highly qualified in schools, Davis told the Education Administration Subcommittee this week. Starting pay for eligible nurses would match the base teacher salary of $50,000. Nurses with more experience or credentials would be paid accordingly. This legislation also has protections to ensure any school nurse who is already making more than this base salary but may not meet these specific requirements would not have their pay cut. House Bill 1675 is expected to be heard in the Education Committee in the coming weeks. Briefly, personal delivery devices. The House chamber on Thursday passed House Bill 1684, which allows personal delivery devices to operate on bicycle paths, road shoulders, parking lots, and curbs or roadways. Current law limits speeds to 10 miles per hour and only on sidewalks or pedestrian areas. To operate in the new areas, the speed limit must be 20 miles per hour or less. The legislation, sponsored by State Rep. David Hawk, R. Greenville, does not mandate the deployment of personal delivery devices, leaving decisions on implementation or restriction to local officials as long as they comply with state law. The legislation, previously passed in the Senate, now heads to the governor for his signature. Prayer at school board meetings. A bill to codify a school board's right to open its meetings with a prayer advanced out of the Education Administration Subcommittee this week. The Tennessee Religious Freedom Act, or House Bill 1834, sponsored by State Rep. Rick Eldridge, R. Morristown, would allow school boards to open meetings with a voluntary prayer led by a board member if they choose. The bill does not require anyone in attendance to participate, and no one may be coerced or pressured into participating. The proposal aligns school boards with other legislative bodies that are permitted to open meetings with prayer, ensuring they are afforded the same opportunity. House Bill 1834 is expected to be heard in the Education Committee in the coming weeks. Financial records. The House of Representatives passed legislation this week to modernize how banks handle financial records in lawsuits. House Bill 1523, sponsored by State Rep. Robert Stevens, R. Smyrna, clarifies how customers are notified when their records are subpoenaed. If a bank reasonably believes a customer has died, it would not be required to notify the person, their estate, or family members before releasing records. It requires that any released records be kept secure and confidential. House Bill 1523 now heads to Gov. Bill Lee's desk for his signature. Father's Day. The House on Thursday approved legislation recognizing Father's Day in Tennessee's Blue Book. House Bill 1481, sponsored by State Rep. Gino Bulso, R. Brentwood, highlights the integral role of fathers in the home as sources of strength, integrity, and perseverance. The proposal designates the third Sunday in June annually as Father's Day, in line with the official national designation. Tennessee already recognizes the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Expedited court hearings for families. Legislation is advancing in the House to require an expedited court hearing when a parent's arrest results in the loss of contact, custody, or visitation with a minor child in the home. House Bill 2078, sponsored by State Rep. Andrew Farmer, R. Sevierville, requires a hearing within 15 days and renders the bond condition void if a hearing is not scheduled in that time frame. The measure ensures children are not separated from their homes without a prompt, evidence-based judicial determination and places the burden on the government to justify continued separation. House Bill 2078 will be heard by the Judiciary Committee in the coming weeks. Victims of Communism Day. The Education Instruction Subcommittee advanced legislation this week requiring every public and charter school in Tennessee to recognize Victims of Communism Day on November 7th annually. House Bill 2089, sponsored by State Rep. Dennis Powers, R. Jacksboro, requires at least 45 minutes of instruction for students enrolled in world history or geography courses on the hardships faced by victims of communist regimes. If students are not in class on November 7th, the instruction must be provided the next time the class meets. The legislation would take effect in the 2026-27 school year. House Bill 2089 advances to the Education Committee. Energy Freedom. The Agriculture and Natural Resources Subcommittee this week advanced the Tennessee Energy Freedom Act, sponsored by State Rep. Chris Todd, R. Madison County. The proposal ensures that Tennesseans have the right to engage in and invest in companies involved in certain activities related to coal, oil, and natural gas. House Bill 2070 prohibits government or private parties from bringing an action to impose liability for covered emissions from covered activities, including exploration, production, transportation, sale, manufacture, refinement, combustion, or other use of a specified energy source. The bill advances to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. Child trafficking prevention, legislation by State Rep. Jake Matt Kalman, R. Franklin, would require school districts across Tennessee to provide age and developmentally appropriate child trafficking prevention and awareness education as part of health education from kindergarten through 12th grade. This instruction is currently provided through Family Life Curriculum. House Bill 1527 allows qualified healthcare professionals or social workers to assist with instruction. House Bill 1527 now heads to the Education Committee. Public Safety, legislation by State Rep. Tim Rudd, R. Murfreesboro, to protect Tennesseans from being victims of theft, advanced out of the Criminal Justice Subcommittee this week. House Bill 1668 establishes a Class A misdemeanor offense for knowingly traveling along the same path as another person leaving a financial institution or ATM with the intent to commit theft of their cash, also known as bank jugging. A person must have two or more criminal instruments that could be used in the commission of an offense. Burglarizing or robbing after jugging would increase the penalty to a Class D felony or Class B felony, respectively. House Bill 1668 now heads to the Judiciary Committee for consideration. Hunter education. Students across Tennessee could soon receive hunter education courses as part of physical education, health, or safety instruction. House Bill 2588, sponsored by State Rep. Chris Todd, R. Madison County, allows public schools to offer hunting courses for students in grades 5 through 12. Instruction would be approved by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency to ensure consistency with established hunter safety standards. The proposal will now be considered in the Education Committee in the coming weeks. BNA Tunnel, the Metro Nashville Airport Authority, unanimously approved a license agreement with Elon Musk's Boring Company on Wednesday to construct the Music City Loop, which will connect Nashville International Airport to downtown. The Boring Company will pay MNAA $34 million in licensing fees over a 42-year period. No financial investment is required from MNAA, which estimates it could receive more than $300 million in operating fees over the same time period. The deal could help the airport to pay for a runway extension, another terminal, and other improvements, according to MNAA President and CEO Doug Krolin.